Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, call 888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone in a few minutes. Just call 888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We are passionate people, and we have a tendency in those passions to get jealous, to get angry, to get anxious, and it causes people to act in a way in which is not always how they want to act or what's appropriate to act. It oftentimes will make us look discombobulated because we're trying to make ourselves sort of happy. When there's a logic does in fact save the day. Russell Wilson told the Seahawks he'd like to play in Seattle. This is from Adam Schefter. But if a trade were considered, the only trades he would take is no trade clause. The Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears. That's from his agent, Mark Rogers. Okay. Vegas makes sense. Plus there's Gruden. Saints makes sense because of the weaponry and the coaching staff. Bears, I think that coaching staff is more respected than you think. They badly need a quarterback, and it's Chicago, gigantic city. And the Cowboys, well, the Cowboys. Interesting list, though, right? Yeah, kind of a weird list. But that list reminds me of the conversation, which what I would encourage you not to get into with your significant other, which is, hey, what's your pass list look like? You know what a pass list is, right? Like, in some alternate parallel universe, one that looks like ours, feels like ours, but is not like ours, what person out there on planet Earth could you have a night with? And I can't blame you. I can't hold it against you. They're on your pass list, right? You get like four or five and you have a couple of drinks and you're joking around. But I'm just going to tell you, fellas, like, and it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl, like you hear a significant other go like, I mean, Lenny Kravitz, right? Every girl's like Lenny Kravitz. What's the guy? There's the show. Oh man. It's not Cold Case. What is the show? Is a guy who started on a soap opera. I have to like text my daughter. I know this one from, from her perspective. Criminal Minds. You ever seen the show Criminal Minds, Ramos?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've seen it.
Okay. Criminal Minds. There's a guy who stars on it. Who's like, I think he's 50, but it's kind of a joke, like how good looking this dude is. And you're like, well, that's really not fair. Right. It's Shamar Moore. He plays Derek Morgan in Criminal Minds.
Yeah. I think he was in Young and the Restless.
He was. Right. So, you know, you're sitting there, you're having drinks. She's like, Shamar Moore's on my list. You're like, wait, what? And you look nothing like Shamar Moore. Nor do you look nearly as good as Shamar Moore. So part of you is like, hey, okay, you're like, hey, he's a good looking guy. It was like, then you're like, well, if Shamar Moore's your type, like, I don't know, like, kind of have a nice house, car, life, jewelry, vacations, 401k. Look, it's just a game. We're just playing, you know, like, it's a dangerous game to play. That's what Russell Wilson's doing. Hey, no, I'm good with Seattle. Honey, we're good. We're good. Now, if Shamar Moore walked in, Cowboys, okay. Right? And you're like, well, you know, I mean, okay, so my list is Halle Berry, right? And then you kind of start going through all the lists of the people. Like, ooh, this is a hard one. What do you mean it's a hard one? Hard one to find more? Like, no, it's a hard one to choose. There's plenty. And then she's going to get mad. Well, why don't you get Gwen Stefani to cook you dinner? That's what Russell Wilson throwing out the, I don't want to be traded, but Here's my list, just in case you wanted to know what it looks like to me. The funny part about it is apparently Russell Wilson stormed out of some planning meeting, which again, all these stories are planted by the agent and trying to make it seem bigger, bolder, tougher, you know, like a bigger issue than it is. Hey, Russell Wilson didn't play that good at the end of last year. Here's the biggest thing. Before you say like, well, they're unhappy, they don't want to be here, then you just trade them. That sounds good. Okay, but what's the value for a superstar starting quarterback? I've heard people say, well, three number ones. Okay, three number ones, first round draft picks have a 53% hit rate. So you're gonna acquire three number ones, essentially a player and a half, and none of them might be a quarterback. And even if you get a quarterback, the likelihood you get a superstar quarterback is minute. Minute. You're going to trade that away for a guy who there's two MVP candidates in Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. Of course you're not, which is why you're not trading a guy. And for those players, it's like, look, I get that you want to have some sort of say in who the personnel is and how you play. And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But the truth is, like, if you didn't like the setup, you shouldn't have signed the long-term deal. You fought and fought and fought for a long-term contract with guaranteed money and whatever. The downside to that is they can't trade you because there's such dead cap money. And just because you signed that deal does not give you the power to make acquisitions, to make choices. And I've heard Pat Mahomes said to draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We're like, okay. That's Brett Veach. They haven't picked a perfect team. And a lot of people say you don't take a running back in the first round. You know, there's that discussion. You listen to fans too long and you become one. You listen to players too long. And I mean, what's the point of having that scouting staff that puts together hours and hours and hours and breaks down guys and knows guys? Doesn't mean you don't want your quarterback. Hey, I know this guy's, he's a good kid. He'll be great here. But interjecting on everything, and not really your role. Do your job. Do your job. Anyway. Oh, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. Celtics continue to struggle. The knives are coming out at Brad Stevens. All-star teams are selected. The Lakers continue to lose. The Jazz people are laughing at, scoffing at, brushing them aside. I don't know. By the way, like Russell Wilson, $39 million in dead cap money if traded before June 1st. That would have to happen before June 1st because you're only trading him if you're going to get a quarterback in return. And of those teams, like, I don't think Dak's being traded back to Seattle. You're going to have to draft a quarterback. And since you can't trade him before the draft, you're not going to trade him at all. Plus, there's just no calculation for a superstar quarterback like either of those two.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Mm-hmm. Live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 888 Farmers to switch. You can save a bundle on your auto insurance. Brian T. Smith will join us in a moment from the Houston Chronicle. We'll get you updated on Deshaun Watson. To this point, the Texans, even though they met with him, we'll take you to the whole story in a second. The Celtics have really struggled this year. Last year, it felt like a breath of fresh air with Kemba Walker, and they felt like they were the better off without Kyrie Irving. Now, it should be pointed out that Marcus Smart has been hurt, and that's one of the reasons, I know they just beat the Orlando Magic, one of the reasons for their slide, right? Excuse me, they lost to the Pels, the Mavericks, and the Hawks. And when they lost to the Hawks, now, you know, some of it is things that go bump in the night. They lost to the Mavericks on the last second shot. They were way down and just getting beaten down by the Hawks going into the fourth quarter and could barely make it a game. Trae Young ended up with 33-7, also had four boards. And then off the bench, Danilo Gallinari had 38, including 10 of 12 from three. Meanwhile, keep in mind, you know, they're still trying to figure out how to get Kemba Walker back. And they don't have Marcus Smart, who's the heart and soul of this team. So there's a lot of Lakers injury issues to why the Celtics are not playing well. But some of it is just the Celtics aren't playing that well. Jason Tatum was awful last night. Awful. Jaylen Brown's been up and down. This is the Celtics CEO on NBC Sports New England discussing the Celtics' struggle so far this season.
Well, I would say I am disappointed, but I would also say that in those 4 years, we've been to the conference finals three times. So it hasn't been a wasteland. It just hasn't gotten all the way. It's been to the final four. We're not hanging any final four banners, but we've been to the conference finals, I think it's three times in the last 4 years. So we've been a very good competitive team. But, you know, we had hoped Kyrie would stay forever and lead us all the way. He's on maybe the best team in the league right now. And so that's that. And that change touched off a lot of stuff because he left. We weren't able to maybe recruit free agents in the same way. And, you know, a bit of a domino effect, but it is what it is. We went for it with Kyrie. We had a good year with him. He tried hard and then he moved on.
I think it's fair. Look, they also lost Gordon Hayward. It's like, it's funny to me on how the Gordon Hayward has become like, oh, he was such a bust. And I think Charlotte overpaid him? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Charlotte overpaid him. But I also, I mean, in addition to LaMelo Ball, have you guys seen Charlotte's not terrible? And you know who's having a really good year? You know who's having a really good year? Ramos, you know who's having a really good year?
On Charlotte?
Yes.
Didn't he just make like a big 3-point jump shot a couple days ago to win a game?
Who?
I can't remember his name.
Terry Rozier. Yeah. Well, Gordon Hayward's having a great year.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. He's good too.
Right. It's like everybody's like, well, they lost Kyrie. Like, yeah, they lost Gordon Hayward, who's a really good player. And I think some of it is, you know, what's Ramos? Are you a big Bible guy?
I went to Catholic high school. That helps.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I have read the Bible, yes.
Okay. What about you, Gavin? Are you a big Bible guy?
I've never thought of myself as a big Bible guy, but sure.
Do you know Matthew 7:15?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Beware false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Right? Now, I don't know if Kemba is the false prophet or Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are. Right? Where you think, man, these guys could be superstars. And some of it is the guys go through ups and downs. Donovan Mitchell, start of last year, wasn't great. Then he cranked it up. Damian Lillard didn't have a good year until the bubble. Then all of a sudden he was otherworldly right before the bubble and in the bubble. But is it possible that we're worshiping false prophets like Jason Tatum, who's a very good player, but not yet truly a star? That would be my thought there. Doug Gottlieb Show, we're live on the Fox Sports Radio from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Call 888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something on auto insurance.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
All right, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's check in with Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle. He joins us. So Brian, there was a meeting between David Kelly, the new head coach of the Texans, and Deshaun Watson. I've seen, obviously, the tweet of how it went, but give me the setup of what you've heard of how it went. Was it abrupt? Was it long? What was it actually like?
Well, the meeting was first reported by ESPN and then later confirmed by the Houston Chronicle. We have it up at HoustonChronicle.com. I have not reported that, so I can't get into, Doug, the specific details of what went on. I can just tell you what we've reported, and it's that they finally met. You know, Deshaun Watson had not put his name on this yet. When you had the leaks, which started with ESPN in early January, right around the time that Nick Caserio was hired as general manager, those leaks were obviously intentional. Those leaks, you know, got Watson's frustration out, because leading up to that, for all the issues the Texans had, DeAndre Hopkins, Bill O'Brien, you know, the Brian Gaines firing, on and on and on, going 4-12, for all their dysfunction, Jack Easterby, et cetera, no one really knew that Deshaun Watson was frustrated until then. And so now, really like 6 weeks, 7 weeks later, Deshaun Watson has now told the head coach, finally, the new head coach, David Culley, who's never been a head coach before, that he doesn't want to play for the Texans anymore. So this is the first time that Watson has put his name on it. This isn't being leaked. This isn't anonymous sources. This isn't sources close to Watson. This is the quarterback himself telling the new head coach, I do not want to play for your team anymore. Hint, hint, trade me.
What's his biggest, what's his issues that there's a line drawn in the sand there? Because if we want to say it's the Hopkins trade, he signed the contract after the Hopkins trade was made. So what's the issues?
A lot of this is all tied together. So there's no one thing. And I had a story in the Chronicle a couple weeks ago, trying to talk to as many people as possible. It's very clear that this was building and building between Deshaun Watson and the Texans, and so much of the Texans' dysfunction, which has been covered in the Chronicle, covered in Sports Illustrated, covered by ESPN for more than a year now, this all built. But what pushed it over the top for Deshaun Watson was the team, and primarily the owner, the CEO, Cal McNair, who's incredibly inexperienced, who was given the job, you know, basically by his father, Bob, who passed away a couple years ago. Cal McNair went out of his way to publicly tell everybody, you know, local media, national media. I remember there was a CBS game toward the end of the season, and the announcer was saying, you know, Cal McNair has made a point to tell everyone that Deshaun Watson is going to be involved. He's going to be involved with these huge decisions because they fired Bill O'Brien after just four games, who was the head coach and general manager. If you're going to do that and you're going to tell your young franchise quarterback while your team is totally dysfunctional, you're going to have a say, and you involve him to the point that there are recommendations, whatever it is, you then ignore your search firm. You basically lie to the local media because the entire time Jack Easterby was not supposed to be involved, then he was involved. Then you make the decision and circle back to Nick Caserio. Deshaun Watson signed the extension after DeAndre Hopkins had been traded. And Deshaun Watson signed this, you know, four-year, $156 million extension. And the Texans had major issues, but they hadn't lied to his face. They hadn't, you know, from his perspective, really embarrassed him. And not listen to him. So that's the heart of this problem. It's broken trust. It's broken faith. Deshaun says, you know what? I was really, really good on a bad team last year. You've already released J.J. Watt. You didn't receive anything for him. You traded DeAndre Hopkins. You just hired a head coach who's never coached before. Yeah, I signed on the dotted line, but I knew you had serious issues before I signed. And since after I signed, you've only made it worse and worse and worse. I don't want to play for you anymore. That's his perspective.
Okay, now for the Texans, they've said they're not trading because there's really not a value that you can establish. Like I talked to a GM earlier today. He's like, three first-round picks, they don't even – that's not even close. because the hit rate on first round picks is like 53%. And that's not even, forget about the fact that you're trying to get a quarterback and a superstar quarterback, right? So the idea of trying to find the appropriate value, do you buy that they absolutely won't trade him until after the draft?
Now, that's a great point, and that's what I got into a couple weeks ago, and I just tweeted that story out. Here's the thing. So one side is Deshaun Watson side, and I understand that side, and that's been reported. That's what the media has run with. You know, the Texans wronged Deshaun Watson. The Texans are so messed up. Oh, my God, the Texans are the new Cleveland Browns or the Al Davis Raiders toward the end. You know, whatever you want to say. They're the most dysfunctional team currently in pro sports. Okay, that's fine. Maybe we could all agree on that. The other part of this, though, is that he did sign a four-year, $156 million extension last September. Go find me anyone in NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball history that signed an extension that massive, been a player that talented and that important to a team. I mean, we all agree there's no position in pro sports like franchise quarterback. It'd be like trading Tiger Woods in his prime. You know, I mean, there's no market for it in the sense that it's unprecedented. So what are you going to get back that's going to make it worth it? Four first-round picks, five first-round picks? Are you going to blow the Herschel Walker deal out of the water? And here's the thing. Just because you get all those picks, like you just said, doesn't mean you're going to get the next Deshaun Watson. So that's the problem with all this. We can all agree that the Texans screwed this up. They angered Deshaun Watson. He doesn't want to play for them anymore. But if I'm the Houston Texans, I continue to dig in until you receive an offer that you can't refuse. And the problem with that is going to be just because you get it doesn't mean it's going to work out. So if you're taking sides on this, it's really easy to always go against the Texans. But I understand where they're coming from in the sense that you don't trade this guy until you have an offer that you cannot refuse. It's got to be the biggest trade in NFL history. And even then, it could still blow up in their faces.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm with you. Plus, if you trade him, what if you can trade him after signing the biggest contract in franchise history, what contract do you have that a guy can't say, like, hey, I ain't playing either. Trade me too.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. And I tried to include this in that story, and I couldn't get it in because I honestly knew it's one of those things that would get pulled so out of context. But here's what I heard when I was researching this story, and this is going to be a thing. There are obviously people, when I mean people, GMs, teams, league personnel, that don't want this trade to happen. I'm not saying it's conspiracy. I believe ultimately the Texans will have to trade Deshaun Watson, or he's going to have to sit out a year or threaten retirement or whatever. I think this thing could get really, really nasty if they don't trade him right before the draft. But I had a prominent agent tell me just a few weeks ago that this situation is being watched across the league, because as badly as the Texans screwed it up, and I keep saying that because they did, but he signed a four-year, $156 million extension. You can say relationships change and, you know, people fall in love and then they fall out of love. You still signed an extension. You're under contract for 4 years. So exactly. What are contracts worth anymore? Do you have to, you know, do you just want to, you want to go on a Trevor Bauer type 1 year deal so you can keep bouncing around? I mean, if he knew he had problems before and he was thinking of getting out and he wants his freedom, he shouldn't have signed the extension. So I completely sympathize with him. But if I'm an NFL GM or if I'm an owner or I'm a fan of another team, I mean, on some level, you have to think about this from a league perspective as well. This is an unprecedented situation, and the reason it's unprecedented is because you don't trade franchise quarterbacks when they just signed a four-year extension and they're 25 years old, just entering their prime. So I guarantee you that most of the league, unless you're the team that gets Watson, doesn't want him to get traded, because you could theoretically open up Pandora's box and all of a sudden you're turning the NFL into the NBA.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons the franchise tag exists. That's exactly something that they do not want. By the way, why they hired David Culley?
No one in the world knows. And this is why they're so dysfunctional. This is why it's so easy to pull for Watson. Because David Coley, super, super friendly, nice guy, seemingly. Is that the if he's going to be the bridge that brings Deshaun Watson in, it sure as hell isn't Jack Easterby. It's not going to be Nick Caserio. Now David Culley's already backfired on you, right? Deshaun Watson has told David Culley he doesn't want to play for the Texans anymore. Exactly. Why is he your head coach? And this needs to be pointed out, too. Russell Wilson had issues before, reportedly, with the Seattle at the same time that Deshaun Watson did with the Texans. But is it a coincidence that Russell Wilson, who's still got a few years left in his deal, is throwing his power around and Deshaun Watson is as well? I mean, on some level, this is the NBA power moves being moved into the NFL. And I think it's fascinating. I think some fans love it. Some fans hate it. It's incredible for the media and the talking heads and you know, the TV panel shows. But you've got two of the best young, you know, in their prime quarterbacks in the NFL under long-term deals, both saying or threatening to force their way out. This would not have happened at all in the NFL just a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see. There isn't any question. Hey, man, great insight, Brian. Appreciate it. Can't wait to read what you write next in the Houston Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter, at Cron, that's C-H-R-O-N, like Chronicle, B. Smith. It's Brian T. Smith, a talented columnist for the Houston Chronicle, covering all things Houston sports. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate it.
Nah, pleasure's mine. That's really kind of thoughtful commentary on the situation. Like, you do. You sit there and go like, hey, man, I feel bad for you, but you did sign on the line that's dotted.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Friday on the show, Michael Sean Duggar is going to join us. He covers the Seahawks for The Athletic. And my man, John Middlecoff, will join us. Three Now Podcast. I listened to his last Three Now Podcast. It was really, really good. I'm going to pimp that one because I'm going to pimp mine. All Ball with Doug Gottlieb. We get nearly, we're very close to 1 million downloads a month. Yeah, a million. Anyway, so check out my man Max Hooper. Max Hooper. How about this one? Buyer, I think you're going to appreciate this one. Dave Matthews Band. Pretty big, right?
Yes.
Okay. He discovered Dave, his dad kind of discovered Dave Matthews Band at a bar in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, right around New Year's Eve. And he was supposed to meet Max's mom, his wife, for New Year's Eve. And he called her and said, hey, I have this band. They're going to be something really special. And so I'm going to spend an extra day or two down here. Anyway.
Wow.
Pretty good ear, right?
That's who we have to blame. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, he was really an amazing guy. And he lived in Carmel, California. He grew up in Chicago. The son went to Notre Dame. I'm talking about the dad. And he represented Fish and Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not bad at all. How do you say the word? Paradigm?
Paradigm?
Paradigm. Paradigm Talent Agency was his. So, I mean, he was a titan in the industry, an absolute titan, and became a very close personal friend of mine. And I told this story on the pod. I'll tell it to you kind of real quick. So, so Chip and I were friendly. My dad helped Max out. Max moved down. He grew up in Carmel, and then Max is the son. He went to small private school in San Jose. And then he moved down to modern day, you know, cause he wanted to play with the best. And they had like four other Division I players. Anyway, they were friendly. And then Miles Simon, who's now an assistant with the Lakers and has been my best friend forever. He was his workout coach and he would work Max out and they developed a great relationship. And so Miles was at some concert and I was like, dude, how did you get those seats? He's like, do you know Chip Hooper? I was like, a little bit. He's like, do you know who he is? I was like, Max's dad? He's a great guy. No, dude, he's like the biggest talent booking agent in the country. He's like, really? Wow. Okay. So he's like, yeah, if you ever need a ticket for anything, call him. So So one day I was flying. When I first started working at CBS, they moved me to California. And for 5 months, I was taking red eyes. I'd do a TV show and we get done taping at like 8:15. And then I'd fly at like 9:30 or 10:50, depending on the flight to New York. I'd get land there, I'd sleep the whole flight, get up, get some coffee, get a shower, maybe another little nap. And then I'd do TV and sometimes fly home that night or the next day. Anyway, I tweeted when I landed because I was listening to music when I woke up. And it was something along the lines of like, man, whatever happened to John Popper? You know, he's the lead singer of Blues Travelers, right? I get a call from a foreign number. It's Chip, and he's in Germany because he had this rare form of cancer, and he's going for special treatment that they didn't have in the States. And we started talking about John Popper for like an hour. And then periodically, like, he would text me, like, tell me when you're on your next red eye, I'll call you. Because, you know, like, you land in New York at like 6:15 in the morning, literally nobody else is awake, sure, including me. And he's in a hospital room somewhere in Germany getting cancer treatment. So like once a week we catch up, we talk about stuff going on in the States and about different music stuff he'd teach you about. It was really amazing.
Wow. That's really cool.
He was a dear man, and you'll love some of the stories. Anyway, that's the All Ball podcast. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Cool gig. Sounds like an even better person, Doug. Yep, the big headlines from the NFL today. In case you missed it or you're just tuning in, one in Houston, but we start in Seattle. Russell Wilson, well, was in the news after the Athletic report laid out that there was tension between him and Pete Carroll, so much so that Wilson stormed out of a meeting midway through the season when talking about the offensive philosophy. And then Wilson's agent, Mark Rogers, went to ESPN and says, hey, Russ wants to stay in Seattle, but if the Seahawks want to trade Russ, he would only go to these four teams: Cowboys, Saints, Bears, and Raiders.
That's it, man. Game over, man.
Do you and Lisa have a list?
No, we don't.
Yeah, I would encourage, don't put the list out there.
No.
Don't put the list out there.
No.
You know, listen, Dan, I love you. We've been married over a year. I'm pregnant with your first little boy. But just in case, like, just know these five people in Los Angeles, if I happen to be able to, they're on the list. Once they're on the list, I'm good.
Hasta la vista.
That's right. It would be hasta la vista, but that's totally fine. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is saying hasta la vista to the Texans. He had a meeting with head coach David Culley last Friday, said he wants out, doesn't want to play for the Texans. NFL Network says it was a phone call. But speaking of the phone, Doug, Texans unwilling to take calls for Watson, so much so the NFL Network says that some opposing teams are leaving voicemails with trade offers on them to Nick Caserio and the Texans.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, how about two firsts and 2 seconds for Watson? Just give me a ring.
Yep.
Do you think the Texans are old school and they have like a voice, they have a machine?
Yes. Beep.
Right?
Yeah.
Hi. Do you have to say messages, who you are and what to do at the tone? Aren't we past that? I'm past that.
Maybe they just leave the Costanza message.
Which was Kazanda? I forget that one.
That was the believe it or not, George isn't at home. When he did the Greatest American Hero theme.
Yeah.
Houston Chronicle, by the way, says Texans aren't expected to use the franchise tag on wide receiver Will Fuller. So I think that was expected, but
yeah,
maybe another reason why Watson also wouldn't want to come back.
Yeah.
Some news just in for
Will Fuller also, he tested positive for PEDs too, right?
Yeah, he has one more game to serve on that suspension, by the way, because he was a 6-game ban and he was cut off with 5 games left to go in the regular season. Timberwolves guard Malik Beasley suspended 12 games after pleading guilty to a felony threat of violence charge stemming from an incident last September.
He did plead guilty.
Yes. Yeah, he did a month or two, but now the NBA handing down his punishment, 12-game ban.
12 games.
Hey, he's having a good season. Moment, too bad the Timberwolves aren't.
Huh.
He probably wants it to be a 20-game ban, so he doesn't have to play with him. He's appealing to make it a 24-game suspension.
He wants a lifetime suspension.
Yes. Oh, ban me from playing for the Timberwolves.
Are you not entertained?
I am now. The NCAA, Doug, released their policy on how things are going to happen when the NCAA tournament comes around in both the men's and women's brackets in possible COVID situations. Here's some bullet points that the NCAA laid out. Once the bracket is finalized and released, teams will not be reseeded and the bracket will not change. Reasonable efforts will be made to ensure a full field is in place before the start of the championship. No replacement teams will be introduced after the games actually start, and every participating conference should have the opportunity for at least one team in the championship field. So there are different scenarios for automatic qualifiers and for at-large teams that could fall out of the NCAA tournament bracket.
Okay, but how does, like, here's the ultimate, how does this affect me?
Okay, so this affects you in this way. The NCAA did everything they can do to not ruin your bracket. So, like, they're not going to reseed teams. You're going to know by Tuesday on really who's in the field. If you're, let's just say, I don't know, in America East and you're conference tournament winner can't play, then maybe you would take the second place team and then that team would just fill wherever the American East winner was seated. We're also going to get a list of the first four teams that are left out of the tournament because those could be replacements for teams.
Right. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys, you could get a call like tomorrow and at any point you could go and get in the NCAA tournament like, yeah, we're good.
That is the case, though. There'd be a 1, 2, 3, 4. So the first four out would be put in an order, and if an at-large team did drop out, that team from that list would then fill in for that new spot. It wouldn't be they would go to the first four games in Dayton. They would actually just replace, if they were, say, like a 9 seed, they would go and replace the 9 seed in that bracket. Yeah.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I'm not sure it's not confusing if somebody's driving home. They're like,
yep.
Buyer, yep. You're blowing my mind, buyer.
Well, I was I'm just giving you different scenarios.
I like it.
You're going to be, they've got this all covered. So there's no going to be rearranging anything when you set out your bracket and have your winners. And also, one other note to pass along before we wrap this up. Okay. If a team has to withdraw after the Tuesday, March 16th deadline, the game would be considered a no contest. Or if you had a negative test, say, in the Sweet 16 and a team couldn't play, then they're just out and that next team moves on to the Elite Eight, for example.
The likelihood of that happening is not very strong.
Yeah, correct, correct. Yeah. But there are rules for it, and that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
All right, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We got a lot of stuff. We left some meat on the bone for tomorrow. Again, that's the All Ball Podcast. My man, Max Hooper, talk about his late father, Chip, his amazing journey. He left Harvard as a basketball player because he wanted to actually play and end up with a degree from Oakland. And wait till you hear about his senior night game. If you don't remember the story, it's a tearjerker. Doug Gottlieb Show live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. These quarterbacks aren't getting traded, the ones with long-term contracts. They got to read the fine print. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.